Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled An Advocate Before the Advocate, and the reading is from the book of Genesis.
The Lord said, "How great an outcry there is against Sodom and Gomorrah! How grievous is their sin! I propose to go down and see whether or not they have done all that is alleged in the outcry against them that has come up to me. I am determined to know." The people complaining left there and went to Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Approaching him, he said, "Are you really going to destroy the good people with the sinners? Perhaps there are 50 just people in the town. Will you really overwhelm them? Will you not spare the place with 50 just people in it? Do not think of doing such a thing, to kill people treating just and sinner alike. Do not think of it. Will the judge of the whole earth not administer justice?" The Lord replied, "If at Sodom I find 50 just people in the whole town, I will spare the whole place because of them." Abraham responded, "I am bold indeed to speak like this to my Lord, I who am dust and ashes, but perhaps the 50 lack 5. Will you destroy the whole city for 5? "No," the Lord replied, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 just people there." Abraham said, "Perhaps there will be only 40 there. I will not do it for the sake of 40. Then Abraham said, "I trust my Lord will not be angry, but give me leave to speak. Perhaps there will be only 30 there. I will not do it if I find 30 there. I am bold to speak. Perhaps there will only be 20 there. I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. I trust my Lord will not be angry if I speak once more. Perhaps there will only be 10. I will not destroy it for the sake of the 10. When he had finished talking to Abraham, the Lord went away, and Abraham went home. Let me begin by saying thank God for the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives, or we would be taking the Hebrew Scriptures literally. Did God literally have to come down to check if the people of Sodom were really as bad as reported? I think not. Abraham was hilarious. "I am unworthy. I am no more than dust and ashes." But what if 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10? If I were arrested today and had to appear in court, Abraham would be the perfect advocate, lawyer, solicitor, barrister to represent me. He would convince the jury just like he argued with God. And after all that drama, the last sentence in the reading is really anticlimactic. When he had finished talking, the Lord went away, and Abraham went home. Then came the destruction. Did anything significantly change? No, because they understood the God of the Hebrews was a stern judge. After a long time of humans missing the mark, God became a human in Jesus and gave us the remedy. He taught, he healed, he corrected the religious leaders, and that led to his death. But he was raised from the dead and left an unending legacy by sending the Spirit. We began to realize that God was not a harsh judge who negotiated back and forth, but God was a lover. He was eager to forgive, running out to meet us, because the Spirit, our advocate with an uppercase A, and the ultimate teacher with an uppercase T, will direct us where we want to go. Can you and I pay attention? We don't need to negotiate with God. The Spirit is doing that for us.
Thank you.